Father, Lord, we thank you for our gathering here this morning. The scripture says, say ye to the righteous that it is well with him. And it is well with every one of you today, no matter what storm that you may be going through. We declare, Lord, today, let the entrance in of your word into our hearts today bring us light. Let it give us understanding. We give you praise and glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I pray that my words today would drop as dew. You know, let my tongue be as the pen of a ready writer, Isaiah said, that I may know how to speak a word in season unto him that is weary. Glory to God. We thank God for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that is always with us, no matter where we find ourselves, no matter what we are confronted with. The Lord is always good, and we maintain that he is good. He also will maintain our cause all the time. He will do that. Praise the Lord. The scripture says, and I quote, Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3, thou wilt keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him and on the Lord. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew. Even as a small rain upon the tender herb, and as showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His way and his work are perfect. And all his ways are judgment. A God of truth he is, without iniquity. Just and right is he. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes, you know, we face storms, different storms. Storms in life. But can we have peace through the storm? The scripture says in Philippians chapter 4, it talks about whatever we may be going through, we just commit it unto the Lord. If we are able, say, anxious for nothing. That's easier said than done at times, but nevertheless, we got to say it the way the Lord says it. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let's make our request known unto God. And the peace of God passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Why did he say it that way? When you are praying and when you are faced with situation, whatever situation it may be, perhaps, you know, the storm is still raging. Perhaps you are still in the eye of the storm. And the storm hasn't passed yet, but we know the storm will pass, but it hasn't passed yet. You're still in right in the thick of it. The Lord says he will give you peace. Peace through the storm. John 14 and 27 says, my peace I leave with you, not as the world gives, but I give you a different kind of peace. Peace that is not just because you don't have any problems, but peace even in the midst of the troubles. Glory to God. The Lord says, comfort ye, my people. Speak comfortably to my children and say, it is well with them. It is well with the righteous, because God's thoughts towards us are for peace and not for evil. Isaiah 43 verses 1 and 2 says, when you pass through, the Lord will be right there with you. Now, I say it this way, when you are passing through, you know, because, you know, it's not just something that may happen in the future. It is something that some of us are experiencing even now, you know. The Lord says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Isaiah 43 and verse 2. And through the rivers, said, I will be with you as well. The rivers shall not overflow thee. When you pass through the fire, I shall not be burnt. The flame shall not kindle upon thee. Psalm 46 and verse 1. It said, our God, whom we serve, is a very present God in the time of trouble. He's present with us in the midst of the storm. Glory to God. We don't have to look very far. He's right there. He's our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble, a very present companion in the midst of the storm. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried away into the midst of the sea, and though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, no matter what, we will be confident in this thing, that the Lord is with us. Be still, he said, and know that I am God. Hallelujah. The Lord will be with us, and the Lord will be with you in the midst of any problem. Psalm 91, verses 15 and 16 tells us that he will be with you even in trouble. Glory to God. In the midst of the storm, let's put it that way, let's never forget that the Lord is right there. The disciples learned that a hard way, because the Lord had to rebuke them, because they did not understand and they forgot that as long as Jesus was in the boat, that there was no drowning. But they panicked. They ran to the Lord and said, do you not care that we perish? But the Lord, he cares. And he knew you would not perish. That's why he was able to sleep, even in the midst of the storm. Can you sleep through the storm? The Lord will give you the inner peace to be able to sleep through the external storm. See, the storm that's outside, not remove your peace that is on the inside. The Bible says in the book of 1 John, you know, chapter 5 and verse 4, there are many things that we contend with. Well, some things that we have within us to contend with things that are outside. You know, the victory that overcomes the world, he says, is our faith. The faith that we have inside of us is what overcomes the trouble on the outside. He that is in us is greater than he that is without. Psalm 27 and verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom or of what shall I be afraid? When the storms of life and anything that the devil throws at me come against me to eat up my flesh, well, it will perish. It will fall. It will diminish. It will blow away. That's right. Though an host should encamp against me, a host of problems. In this, my heart should not fear. No matter what happens, I'll be confident in this one thing, that the Lord is with me. There were some children, a young man in Israel, Daniel 3, you know their story. They were confident. Daniel 3, verses 14 through 25. In the face and even in the midst of the fire, they had confidence. Our God will deliver us. He is able and he will. But even if he doesn't, we still will not bow. They were confident even as they faced the darkest, possibly the darkest moments of their lives. They're about to be thrown into a burning fiery furnace. But yet, they kept their calm. They kept their calm in the face of certain death and pain. It'll be burnt alive. It was going to be extremely painful. But they kept their cool, even in the midst of it. And as they were thrown into it, the Lord was right there. Moses said, "Fear ye not." Exodus 14 and 13. "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, to show you this day. For these troubles that you see today shall pass." This also shall pass. Whatever problems, whatever challenges we face from day to day, remember, it shall pass. Praise God. No matter what you're going through, Psalm 30 verse 5 puts it this way. It said, "Sorrow may endure for a night, but only through the night. Because once the night passes, joy will appear in the morning." Glory to God. And I love the confidence that the Lord shows us even through nature. Confidence that no night can last forever. At some point in time, the day must break. Glory to God. And when the day breaks, then we will look back and say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord given and the Lord has taken." Well, said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Glory to God. There was a woman, her story is in 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 16 through about 35. She lost her only son, a son which for many years she didn't have. And by the prophetic word through the servant of the Lord, she got pregnant again. She got pregnant and got that child. One day when the child was a little grown, he died. And as she looked upon the lifeless child, carried the child and went and laid him on the bed of the man of God, she said within herself, "It is well with my soul." Everybody around her wanted to know why. Why was she in a hurry to go somewhere to the man of God? Even her husband asked, "Why would you go unto him today?" He didn't know what was happening. It's not the new moon. It's not the Sabbath day. It's not the high moon. It's not this and that. And yet she said, "It shall be well." And it is well. Her son was dead. But yet she said, "It is well. And it shall be well." Praise the Lord. What is your declaration of faith when you are going through? Can you say it is well with my soul? No matter what I'm facing, can you declare that it is well with your soul? This woman boldly said, it is well with my soul. She said it, and she said it shall be well. It is well, and it shall be well. Well, you know, I need to go to the man of God and come again, she said. Well, why will you go today? It's not a special day. And said, it shall be well. But yet her son was dead. And even when she came close to the man of God, he sent his servant and said, I think that's that Shunammite woman coming. Run, I pray thee to meet her and say unto her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? And she, her response was, it is well to all the above, including the child. Well, it wasn't well. She just lost her child. The child is lifeless. He left the child at home. But her declaration was that it is well. She would not say otherwise with her mouth. She stuck to her declaration that it is well. And because she kept saying it is well and it shall be well, it is well and it shall be well, well, because of all of that, the Lord honored it. And it was indeed well. And it indeed became well. And she got back her son. Praise God. It is well with my soul. Isaiah chapter 50 verse 7 puts it this way. No matter what confronts me or what I'm confronted with or what I'm facing or what I'm passing through, he said, I know that the Lord God will help me. And because of that, I will not be confounded. I won't be confused. I won't allow the devil to tell me stuff. The devil would like to bring things in our face. You know, it's an accuser. Steal your joy. Don't let any external situation steal your joy. He said, I know the Lord will help me, therefore I shall not be confounded. And I will set my face like a flint, and I know I shall not be ashamed. I'm not going to give the devil the satisfaction of thinking he got me down. I'll set my face like a flint. Glory to God. And I know the Lord God will help me. And it is amazing how the Lord takes things that we don't understand and makes them work out eventually well anyway. For our good. Why? Because we love the Lord. And because we are the called of the Lord. Romans 8 and 28 says exactly that. We know, or Paul knew, do you know, that all things work together for good to them that are that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Now, if we have this scripture with us at all times, you know, then we will be calm and look for what God is doing and hear what God is saying and know that it will eventually work out. He always does. Because we love the Lord and because we are the called and his providence is with us. And he made preparation for this situation even before it happened. Praise the Lord. And so our confidence is this, that because the Lord, he knew, he said, I know the end from the beginning. Well, we know then that when suddenly something happens, well, we will not be afraid because we know that the Lord, he foresaw it. And you know, it'll be a wonderful thing if we went through life and never had all these challenges, sometimes even tragedies. You know, that would be an amazing thing if we could do that. Just go through life, no storms, no problems, no tragedies, never any sorrow, always joy. Well, you know, unfortunately, that's not the reality of life. The reality of life is given to us in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 14. The day of peace, the day of prosperity, in the day of, you know, wellness and so on, in the day of light, then rejoice, he said. But in the day of adversity, and adversity can come in different ways. Well, what should you do in the day of adversity? He says, consider. What should you consider? Well, he said, God has set prosperity and adversity one over against the other, which means side by side. You can't have one without the other. You cannot have night without day, and neither can you have day without night. He did it like that. Left it like that, so that to the end, that man should always seek him. That's all. Don't look for anything else besides him. When you are up, rejoice and thank God for it. When you are down, rejoice still and thank God for it. Now, the test of real faith and real maturity is when we can rejoice even when we are down. If we can only rejoice and praise the Lord only when everything is good, remember, the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. When you're on the mountain top, everything is good. You're celebrating, full of joy. And then suddenly you find that you are in the valley. Now, because life is full of ups and downs. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we were up all the time and never down? Well, that's coming. But not while you are here physically in this phase of life. In the world, Jesus said, John 16 and 33, he said, look, there is no way around it. You are going to experience tribulations. That's right. You will have these tribulations. But he said, you know, I've spoken these things unto you that you might have peace in me. That's the only place we can have that peace. These things have I spoken unto you, Jesus said, that in me you might have peace, because in the world that you live in, you shall have. That's a definite tense that it's going to happen. You shall have tribulations and adversity, and these things will come. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world for you, and you too can overcome. These things that we face, pain sometimes that we face. Well, the Lord said, be of good cheer. And that's a hard thing, to be of good cheer when you're going through. But it is the encouragement that the Lord gives us. Many times things are good. You know, it's kind of like you are in the light and everything is well, you know. There's celebrating, there's joy and gladness and good things. Well, other times, you may be in the valley. I mean, you may even almost be faced with the shadow of death, but you'll pass through. You know, because we have all these mountains and all these hills that we must overcome in life, the truth of the matter is, life is not a plateau that you are on the top and it's just flat. It's up and down. It's undulating like that. The landscape of life is all the way undulating, up and down. And you are up on the mountain because there's yet another mountain that you must climb. The only way to climb that other mountain that is still ahead is this mountain that you are on right now. You got to come down from it. You know how to climb the next one. You cannot jump from one mountain to another. You got to come down and then traverse the terrain, get to the next mountain and climb it. When you've climbed that other mountain and you're at the top, you can see great things, but you will still see there's some other mountains ahead. And now to climb even the next one, you got to come down. You always have to come down to climb the next one. And so life is like that. Up and down. Up and down. Our prayer is that we have more ups than downs. And even while we are down, you know, one man said in the book of Micah chapter 7 and verse 8, this is the way he put it. He said, even when I am down, I would not allow the devil to get the better of me. I'm not going to give the devil the satisfaction that he got me down. He knocked me down. Well, you might have knocked me down, maybe cheap shot me or whatever, but I'm not going to let you gloat over me. Rejoice, not over me, my enemy, he said. He said, wow, because right now it looks like I'm down. Well, when I fall or trip or whatever, or even when I'm knocked down, I will arise again. When I sit in darkness, you know, that days of sorrow, mourning and all of that, when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will yet rejoice in the help of his countenance, no matter what situation I face. Let's strengthen ourselves. Let's encourage ourselves. We're going to pray this morning. You know, Jesus told his disciples, say, pray. You know, pray. And sometimes they didn't pray as much as they should have. On the other hand, Jesus, though rising up a great while before day, he would pray. Pray for a lot of things. Pray for his disciples. Pray about the day ahead. You know, pray to be able to walk in the Father's will. You know, and not to do his own will. Pray for strength. So many things that we can pray for in the womb of the morning. And we need to pray. And also pray for one another. And sometimes you don't know what the next person is going through. You know, we say, well, why are you preaching like this? I thought you were just preaching joy the other day. Well, yeah, because that's the way life is. One day you're joyful. And another day, boom, like that, you know, something happens. But, you know, in it all, you know, I love the song that says, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to depend upon his word. Through the mountains and through the valleys, everything that I'm going through, whether I am up or whether I'm down, Paul said, in all things I've learned, you know, to be able to endure and cope with every situation. I've learned to be full and I've learned to be empty. I've learned to be able to deal with joy and I've learned to be able to deal with sorrow. I said, I can do all these things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, I pray that our strength will not fail in the day of adversity. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 10. It says, well, if you faint in the day of adversity, then it means that your strength is little. But God doesn't want us to be of little strength. So be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's what God wants for us. But sometimes, you know, it's just overbearing, overwhelming, the burden, the weight of adversity. How do we overcome adversity in life? Well, while we do not look for adversity, we must be prepared. You know, that's the thing. Because nobody should be out there looking for adversity or using their mouth to attract adversity upon themselves. We shouldn't be doing that. We should be using our mouth to speak good things for ourselves. But you must be prepared. You know how it is. The viper, you know, how that viper coils up like that. It's waiting to strike. You know, sometimes he will strike and he will hit a brick wall. You know, bruise his head even when he tries to strike at you. He can't get through. When you have that force field, now, sometimes he might just get through, but he's coiled up like that and then looking for how he may strike. And he says, well, when he finds a crack, according to Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 8, he will strike. Maybe a moment when we are not paying attention. We will strike. And, we are all oftentimes vulnerable to these things. If he can't get you, try to get a family member. Get to you one way or another. Because his job is to steal your joy. You know, the moment when you are joyful and on top of the mountain, something, boom, that's what he does. But in the midst of it all, you gotta lift up your head when you're going through. Lift up your head, oh ye gates, scripture says, and let the King of Glory come on in. The righteous, he said, shall dwell in everlasting remembrance. Psalm 112. You know, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Well, doesn't mean that evil tidings will not come. They will come. But his heart is fixed. Trusting in the Lord, trusting that the Lord knows what he's doing, and the Lord will bring him through. Psalm 112, you know, verses 7 and 8. His heart is established, shall not be afraid, no matter what the evil tidings are. Evil tidings can come in any number of ways, you know. May the Lord grant us the grace not to receive evil tidings, but they may come, and sometimes they will come, because Jesus already said it. And sometimes you have tribulation, you have distress, you have to deal with stuff that you may have to go through. But be of good cheer, I'm with you all the way. I will never leave you, neither physically nor forsake you emotionally. I'll be there with you. Glory to God. And so, today, let's be encouraged. Let's encourage one another also, and let's lift one another up. You know, sometimes that's why we pray in the Spirit. You know, sometimes you don't even know who might be going through or what you yourself might face tomorrow. You know, Because today, you might be on the mountaintop. Tomorrow, you don't know what may come. Like I said, we don't look for trouble, but sometimes trouble comes. The Bible say, well, you look for something good, but sometimes evil came. And it, you know, unfortunately, you know, it does happen like that. But one thing is that we need, the posture that we need to have is whether I'm up or down, whether I'm full or empty, full of joy or drained emotionally or whatever it is, nothing shall by any means be able to separate me from the love of God as in Christ. And nothing will take my joy. We got to be determined on that. And you must bounce back when faced with situation. Praise the Lord. I want us to pray and spend some time in prayer. And this was something that Jesus urged the disciples to do. You know, we must pray and pray and pray. Prayer is so powerful, you know, in getting us prepared for situation, for, you know, well, adversities. While we don't look for it, we must be prepared. You know, the disciples were not prepared. That's why they panicked. Jesus was prepared. He was prayed up. And no storm was going to bother him. He was still going to sleep. It's not that the storm wasn't there, but that it wasn't going to let the storm bother him. And these storms of life will come. But what will be your response? Will you be able to withstand the storm? Jesus talked in Matthew chapter 7 after that long sermon on the mount. Said a lot of things. Finally said, well, I'm going to tell you, you know, the tale of two houses. One was built upon the rock. The other one was built upon sand. Both of them faced and experienced the same storm and the same tempest, the same wind and the floods that came. They both experienced it. But the tale of two houses, the one of them stood, was able to withstand all that came because of the foundation. The other one, they both experienced exactly the same thing, but the other one fell flat. Now, how strong is your foundation? Well, I pray that we will not have to find out. You know, may the Lord grant us good days that we may not see evil or hear evil. But we still got to encourage ourselves that when it does come, you must have the right response. Praise the Lord. Job's wife said, look, we've lost everything. We've even lost our children. I mean, all these other things we can get back, but our children, we lost everything. And you're still here? I mean, just let's just curse God and die and be done with it. You know, Job's response was, who am I to speak thus with the Almighty? The Lord give it and the Lord take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. His response was, though he slay me, yet will I praise him. Well, the Lord wasn't actually the one that was slaying him. He was the devil. But the Lord allowed it. And he didn't know why at that time. The Lord later would reveal it to him. And we may be, God may allow certain things. Make no mistake about it. When people are going through, don't you ever, you know, think within your heart that maybe they did something wrong or something happened. No. You know, these things happen to everybody. It's just how we respond and how we deal with it. You know, there was a man that was born blind from his birth. In John chapter 9, we're told. And verse 1. And then in verse 2, the disciples came and asked Jesus, this situation that this man is in and has been all his life, what is the reason for it? Was it his parents? Or was it his own issues, his own sins that brought this lifelong blindness upon him? And Jesus' answer was, neither has this man sinned, nor yet his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I find this to be the hardest scripture in the Bible. Jesus basically saying, well, it's not this man's sin. In fact, the man's a righteous man. His parents are righteous. But all this evil came upon them so that the works of God might be made manifest through them. My goodness. Wow. You know, it wasn't the sickness or the blindness that was the works of God. But it was the way, it was the day that Jesus healed him. That were the works of God. You mean this man went through all that for that one day? Well, we are the clay and he is the potter. And can the clay say to the potter, why has thou made me thus? And has not the potter power make the clay of any which lump he, way he wants, cause anything, allow anything to come to pass? Can he not do that? He can't do. But the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will be with you all. Grace and comfort will be with you all. In any situation that you face, he will be there with you, will strengthen you. Father, I pray for an encouragement to everyone that is going through storms of life at the moment, that they may have peace, not because there is no storm, but even peace in the storm. The eye of the storm sometimes is exactly where you are, that we may be able to say, it is well with my soul, no matter what. We detach ourselves from the situations around us and not let it get to you. But these things will happen. Now, I pray for grace. I pray for strength. I pray for comfort of the Holy Spirit. For everyone that may be going through, maybe a family situation, maybe health situation. And sometimes it's even a family loss. Or whatever it is. And, you know, sometimes we're praying about a situation, we're believing God for it. And then all of a sudden, you know, it goes the other way. You know, and, but in it all, the scripture says, in everything, give thanks. If we maintain that posture, we'll be able to see what God will do. Praise God. Father, strengthen everyone that's in here today. Cause, oh God, comfort to come into every heart where people are going through. Let there be a lifting up in the name of Jesus. And as we face storms of life, one day to another, everything may be good for you today, and tomorrow may be the day when suddenly something, you know, you hear something, you know, which will try to derail you. We don't look for it. We pray against it, but we got to prepare should it happen. Because Jesus said, lo, I have told you these things in advance, because you will have these tribulations from time to time. But be of good cheer. Now, O Lord, strengthen and comfort and encourage everyone that's in here, that we shall yet praise him. And this year will yet be a year of joy and gladness. This year, the joy will supersede, you know, the moments of trouble or any moments of pain or sorrow. Because the redeemed of the Lord shall return. And the Lord said he would take away their sorrow. You wipe away their tears. That means there must be sorrow. They were having sorrow. That's why he said he will wipe it away. But they will return with joy and with singing. Glory to God. Father, let the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with everybody. Comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people, through the storms of life and through what you may be facing. One day up, the next day down. But if you are down now, the Lord will lift you up. God, he is able to lift you up. Praise God. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.